Questions 31 through 34. Listen to the following conversation.
Hi, Fred. I didn't see you in Professor Densmore's class this morning.
Well, I spent half the night in the computer lab finishing a psychology paper that's due today. I finally did get to sleep around 3 this morning, but I didn't hear my alarm when it went off at 6:30.
Still always putting things off until the last minute, huh? Wasn't that paper assigned a couple of months ago?
Well, yes, but you know how easily time can get away from you.
Right. Well, anyway, you missed a good lecture this morning. I think you would have found it especially interesting.
Oh, yeah? Why?
As I remember, you're interested in volcanoes. Well, today Professor Densmore's lecture was all about Mount St. Helens in Washington State.
It really is a shame that I missed that. Oh, well, at least I got my psychology paper finished.
Yeah. By the way, what did you write about?
The personality traits of people who are prone to procrastination. You know, that fine art of postponing things you have to do.
Oh, so I guess you understand yourself a bit better now that you've finished this paper, right?
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but, you know, I guess you might be right.
Number 31. Who is the woman in this conversation? Number 32. Why didn't Fred go to his morning class? Number 33. What was Fred doing last night? Number 34. What does the woman probably think about Fred? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation about sports.
Sam, where are you going with all that climbing gear? To the mountains?
That's what most people think. But actually, I'm involved in an up-and-coming new sport, tree climbing.
Really? I know that kids climb trees and people climb trees as part of their jobs, but a new sport? Tell me more about it.
Well, there is now an organization, Tree Climbers International, which was founded in 1984 by Peter Jenkins. He also has a school where he trains people to climb.
But why trees?
Well, Jenkins is a tree surgeon and a former rock climber. He just combined his two loves into a sport. He says tree climbing is safer than mountain climbing and, well, a lot more convenient.
So what do you use for equipment?
Ropes to hoist yourself into the tree, and a tree surgeon's saddle to sit in when you're in the treetop.
And how do you get into the tree? I suppose that you choose really tall trees, don't you?
A 75-foot tree is a good climb. And to do that, you also have to be able to use a throw ball. A throw ball is a weight used to initially loop the rope over the branches.
So what kind of trees are you climbing now?
Well, trees are classified by difficulty from 1 to 6. I'm on class 4 trees, but if a tree leans, or if you climb in the rain, the difficulty for that tree can go up.
I see here in your brochure that Jenkins himself climbed the 5th largest tree in the world, a 357-foot California redwood, and then spent the night in a hammock suspended in the top boughs. Now that sounds like fun.
Number 35. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 36. Why did Peter Jenkins begin the sport of tree climbing? Number 37. Why did the woman think Sam was going mountain climbing? Number 38. What impressed the woman most about Peter Jenkins' latest climb? This is the end of Part B. Go on to Part C.